This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit of follow through from yesterday's rebound. We opened up under pressure for grain futures, but then corn ultimately having some help from wheat. It is a new month. We've talked about how negative historically the month of June has been for wheat prices, yet July is also normally much friendlier when you look at the U.S. winter wheat crop harvest advancing past the halfway mark at this point in the year. We have maybe mostly priced in these generally better than expected type of yields that we're seeing out of the harvest, both in the southern plains, hard red wheat, and across the Midwest early on for soft red. So that was one component of the day yesterday that allowed corn futures to rebound late in the session. It was also a technical type of move, I believe, when you look at the September contract holding up just a hair above $4 even and testing the low from the year. The same for new crop November soybeans. They poked just briefly below $11, but no follow through, and then rallied towards a much stronger finish.
And those reports on Friday were pretty bearish for corn. We know that, but like you mentioned yesterday, corn being boosted a little bit by the wheat. Could you remind us that relationship between the two, please?
We talk certainly about feed substitution between corn and wheat, and there have been actually lately some rumblings about wheat having dropped low enough to substitute into the feed ration down in places south. You look at the futures price differential and wheat still holding a healthy enough premium over corn. But when you talk about basis and factor that in, it can be the decision maker.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 5.5 at 403.75. July soybeans up 12.25 at 1171.75. July soybean meal up $4.70 at 370.40. July soybean oil up 75 cents at 46.58. On the Merck, August live cattle up 40 cents at 184.67. August feeder cattle up 75 cents at 258.12. July lean hogs up 10 cents at 89.30. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.